1 minute on the clock. Only those who succeed will advance to the second round for hopes of joining the final round for an additional point bonus heading into the final week. There is an elimination today. I hope for your sake, it is not your team.
Okay.
Now I will accept questions.
Okay. Do we have to stay on our pedestals?
Nope.
Okay, so we can move. So even the person with the wine can move.
Yep. Can you use magic?
Yes.
Okay.
Is the person with the wine supposed to go anywhere, or is she just gonna stand there?
It's all up to strategy, baby. You cannot the
Well, I was curious, are we supposed to be making our way up the pyramid, or is it just like
nope. You just have to stay outlast. Within range. Yep, you just have to outlast the dude the other team for a minute.
Oh, so are we only trying to beat the fucking
You are only trying to best whoever is in your barricade.
Awesome.
So Eandru and Franklin are gonna have a minute to get Mavis Maymont to spill her wine.
And can I attack or no?
Carly?
You can attack and defend as need be to keep her from spilling wine.
Your bow is 80 feet, right?
Yeah.
We can still all communicate with each other.
Yeah,
if we
can all communicate. Yep. And I'm definitely gonna be holding on to Aelor Whift, my bow.
I think those are my only questions, is that we can get off of the pedestal.
You kick off of the pedestal, but you can also guess that you need to stay in the electric barrier.
Yes. We're stuck with Talon and somebody from Talon's team, right?
Daylin Oakenheart. Yes, correct.
Know all about Daylin.
We need to prey on their insecurities and how much they hate each other.
I heard you guys broke up.
Literally, we should drop that.
Could tell that from the tension this morning.
How's the breakup going?
I would never say that to Talon.
I would say that to these boys.
I know you would.
We gotta throw them off. I want to win. If we don't win, like Dylan has the awareness of if we don't win, everything is bad.
Yes.
Because she has not told you that yet. Or at all, maybe.
We've also not discussed Phoebe's dream. There's a lot of things.
Yeah, I meant to tell everyone before we went out.
Well, Dylan doesn't think she can.
Comfort, but then I...
Dylan thinks she's going to change the future if she talks about it.
So I will say that, like, you see this, like, L shape? You are all, like, stuck in the first level of the pyramid at a corner. Each team is at a corner of the pyramid. And Crimson Knights, do not think I've forgotten about you.
Kidding me? Can I use this moment prior to, right before it starts, to cast something to Mavis?
I'm going to say right up at the front, these are magical barriers. No magic is going to be able to pass through them.
You can cast it on me.
Okay.
Honestly. So is everyone clear? It's like a 2v2 match.
Mm-hmm. Can I cast something that is a long shot?
If we're moving to the roll zone, we'll move to the roll zone.
It's not a roll zone. It is a cast. It is a buffer on Mavis.
Oh, yeah. No, I meant like roll zone as in like we're ending the question zone and we're moving to the pain zone.
I have one more question. Mm-hmm. Is one of these boys one of the ones I suplexed?
Yeah, let's say it's Daylin. No, like suplexed during the...
wine.
Yes, we'll say Daylin Oakenheart is the one you suplexed.
Beautiful.
I'll give it to you because I don't remember. Yeah. Audience, I'm so sorry. That was literally a year ago.
I don't think there was names for them yet.
I think there might have been, and I feel bad. But
wait, Zill punched Daylin?
I suplexed
Zill him. Suplexed Daylin into wine.
And then I punched...
Harrison Lynn.
Harrison Lynn.
Surrounded by men you've punched, Zill Nair icon.
I've punched a lot of these men.
They all deserved it. Crimson Knights, you can actually, like, you can, like, gaze across the pyramid now, and you can see... a set of two Crimson Knights in every arena entrance, just staring at the pyramid match.
Oh my.
I'm between two spells. But yeah, I want to just do it before, because I need Mavis's help before the thing starts.
Yeah, so Mueller says, best of luck. May the heroes win. And he descends down the stairs, the magic barrier not affecting him at all. And he steps through. And then you actually notice that Lyko, who is standing in the royal watching booth, which is noticeably absent of any royalty. The past few matches, there's either been like a king or the queen, but the royal box is empty, save council members who are attending. You notice that you see Milos descend. Lyko notices him leaving. He moves his hands in a certain manner, and Milos teleports up from the floor up to where Lyko is sitting in the royal box. With the arena cleared of everyone who is not a potential hero, the ticking of this clock begins, and you hear 10, 9, 8.
Can I turn to Mavis real quick, and I cover like our faces with my shield a bit, and I say, put your other hand on my neck, put it on my neck, cover my neck.
Okay.
And I say, we're gonna be okay. And I put my hand on her and I say, I hope this works. And
people are gonna think we're kissing.
That's fine. Okay. Dylan is going to try to do something, and what will happen is Shield of Faith will be cast on Mavis.
Oh.
And so she's trying to... I was gonna do Protection from Evil and Good, thinking that, like, if the boys are any kind of undead or creature, it would. But that's a long shot, and this one will help.
Yep.
So she is +2 to her AC.
+2 to AC. That is very, very helpful.
Okay. And she does that, and she's hoping that Mavis can cover the any effect that might have happened.
Yeah, Mavis, like, gets what you're doing at the very last minute, and she flattens her palm and presses it against your neck. You see the section of the crowd who is here for you erupts into cheers as they think you're both kissing.
Yes.
And I say, I hope this works. I'm going to protect you, I promise. I pull it back down.
You pull it back down. Mavis is just nodding. You see that there's, like, clear fear in her eyes as a slew of responsibilities has landed on her shoulder. 8, 7. We cut to Zil and Griana, who are unfortunately standing across from each other, unable to communicate by voice, but perhaps
I have...
by tele... Yes.
Yes. I have Aelor Whift, so I communicate to Zil. I said, Zil.
Via mind.
Via mind.
Hey, Griana.
I'm thinking about going invisible.
Oh, I can also do that.
You can?
Yeah, I did on the boat, remember? I was thinking about just kind of dimension dooring above them and just falling onto them.
Yes. See, because I was thinking about going invisible and then tickling him.
Oh, that's funny. Maybe we'll take a half a second to see what they do, because we could probably, like...
confuse the hell out of him. By we just both at the same time them, go yeah. invisible.
Well, no, because then we need to keep track of each other, because I don't want to do a spell and accidentally hit you.
I can talk to you. You can talk to me. Just ask me where I am, and I'll tell you.
You're right.
Say get out of the way, and I'll say, sure thing, boss.
Okay. Whoa, I'm the world's best boss.
All right, we're trading off. Okay. So funny that we both thought to be invisible. Okay, here we go.
6.
That's so funny, actually.
5.
That's
actually, very
that's actually like
4. Better than what
3,
I wanted
yeah.
to do. 2, 1. A gong sounds. Everybody, please roll initiative.
22.
Someone say something cool right before we start, and then that's how we'll get into it. Someone
tell me something cool. Tell me that you like me.
Oh, I can ask my question.
I can play the What's New Scooby-Doo song on
I'm not
guitar.
Like in character, like a cool
What's
thing to say to like
Scooby-Doo?
Another, like a final, like wow, a, you can wow. say it to your competitor, you can say it to your friend. Just give me a cool flavor. Yum, 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 yum.
I was going to look at Talon and be like, have fun.
Nice.
You look over at Talon, you say have fun. Talon sort of gives you like a genuine smile and a nod and says, yeah, I'm excited to do this. And just like that, the gong sounds. Got questions for me? Ask them.
I just want to know if I look at, just like while it's counting down after I cast my thing, if I take a quick just glance at Eandro and Franklin, is that how you say their names?
Yep.
I just want to see.
It's Andrew, but he changed the spelling to be Eandro.
Okay.
So.
Andrew. I just want to see if they have any weapons in their hands or not.
Yeah,
roll perception check.
Can I do that with these two
sure.
real quick also?
10.
I got 12.
Okay. You're looking around, Dylan. You notice that Eandro just has some spears.
Okay.
And a shield. And that Franklin has some kind of quarterstaff equipped. Zil You notice that...
Do I know what Talon does from the conversation, like, that we talked that night? Did we talk about anything, like, magic?
Oh, yeah, then you would know. The rings on Talon's fingers, those are his, fucking... What you have.
Those his arcane focus.
Yes, you know that the rings are on Talon Vista's.
Do I know anything about Daylan?
Daylan's. I'm gonna make Daylan. Daylan's officially the bad boy. I'm gonna put it in his notes now.
He's got a butterfly knife, and that's it. And a toothpick.
Yeah.
Boring.
Daylan's the bad. I literally. This is so great because I could just put little notes in here, and I can go back and click on them later, and I'll know the business. They're a gauntlet team. Aristed, Daylan, you are the bad boy. So, you are, and then you look over at Daylan, and Daylan doesn't have much equipped besides the daggers at his side. The bell tolls. For whom? Zil Nair.
I cast Dimension Door to right above Talon, so I fall on him.
All right, the time has begun. All of the teams move into action all at once. It is a blur with the pyramid slowly rotating. The audience is able to get a glimpse of all the teams competing as they erupt into cheers as the match begins spinning around. I'm going to have him roll a dexterity saving throw. You can go ahead and roll... That's the thing is I got to decide what the DC is.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know if you're going to add anything. What do you think is fair?
What do I think is fair?
What do you think is fair?
If I see him moving, I mean, I would say if I could try to, like, move my body in the air, that would be acrobatics, but I'm also biased.
Yeah, let's just give you a general dex, I think, is good. Let's give you a dex roll.
I got 15.
A 15?
Yes.
Just by one. Okay. So you pop out of existence and then pop up above him and begin to fall. Talon Vist sees you at the last moment and is going to move out of the way. He fails. You try to knock him. He is going to roll a dexterity saving throw to see if he can not spill any wine. Oh, no. Sorry. I'm making all preventing wine spills constitution saving throws. I'm going to say that at the top. If you failed another roll and you're just... I'm playing it like concentration and magic. That's going to be a 4. I cannot believe this fucking worked. I've never been more pissed in my life. With that, you fall on top of him. I cannot believe
it. Dylan's like so ready and then immediately we win.
Well, no, you have to win on your side.
Oh, I thought we had only had to beat them.
You have to win on there. So
I
basically,
misunderstood.
What happens is like 2v2 matches. The winners from each bracket are going to advance. There will be another round of eliminations and then only individuals are heading into the final round to compete for team.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Whoa.
So if you're out here, you're out here. If you're not out here, you're not out here. So in an act of pure brilliance, which I am more than happy to let take place, Zil Nair, you fall on top directly of Talon, taking him out with you. He tries to save, but in his save, he over-adjusts his glass, and just a drop spills over the side, and the glass shatters in his hands, drenching it in wine.
Oh my God.
And then you hear Miloš over the set... over the speakers say, Langdale attackers have won.
Yes! Yeah!
Like, just like Dylan hearing that in like a second.
Yeah.
And then I communicate.
I'm so sorry, Grianna.
No,
you didn't get to be invisible.
Oh my gosh, it's okay. It's okay.
Still go invisible. Anyway.
I'll save that trick for another time. I mean, hallelujah, baby. Here we
next
go.
Round, right, next round.
Okay. So it spills, and then Talon like looks, and he's so shocked that he's out so fast. He like takes a moment, and then he looks up at you and goes, wait, that was actually rad, Zil. Good job. He like helps you stand up, and he's like, I didn't see that coming. That was so cool, the way you just fell from the sky. Oh, and Daylan goes, you're not supposed to be happy, Talon. And Talon like looks over and says, I'm sorry about him. And then
it's okay, I suplexed him. He has every right to be mad because I'm very cool.
You say Dalen, like, tries to stomp off, but then he gets to the barrier and he, like, puts his hand out and it won't let him out. And he's like, and so now
Dalen,
he's just pouting at the edge
of the
barrier.
Do you like chess? I can make minor illusions some chess if anyone wants to play for the rest of the round.
Oh my god.
Brianna, it's your turn. What are you doing on your turn? Brianna, you are technically not in combat anymore, but it is your turn if you'd like to do something like talk to Talon or Zil. Or do something to gain the crowd's love and affection.
I cast Dancing Lights and I like point out at the crowd.
I do a backflip.
Yeah, go ahead and roll a performance check, both okay. of you.
Oh, fuck yeah. Sorry. Heavy breathing over here. My performance, I got a friggin' 26.
Oh my god, Zil.
I also got a 26.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I get a plus 11.
Me too.
Oh my god. Yeah, the crowd fucking loses it. You nailed it so fast in an ingenious way. You've proven yourselves as the young up-and-comers yet once again, and the crowd is fucking freaking out for you. The cries of Langdale get louder and louder and louder.
So will you do a booty bump with
Dylan
me?
Dylan and Mavis are going to get advantage sure. on their next rolls.
Booty bump.
They're so yes. encouraged. Eandrew Stavanger, yeah. however, is going to get the jump over Dylan and Mavis. And so Mavis gets a plus 2 to her AC though, right?
Yes, and
brings it up to a 16.
Yes, and if there is like some sort of attack hitting her, I only do it once per round, but I will impose this advantage on probably Andrew if he's going first.
He is going first. He steps closer up to Mavis. With his spear, he is just going to try and sling at her arm and just cut her.
I'm
going
to try to move my shield in front of her with my shield master, or it's my fighting style protection, and impose disadvantage on that attack.
Nice. Cool. All right, so then I'm gonna roll. I'm so scared. Okay, it's a 10. So you bring the shield out, you impose disadvantage, it clinks off your shield as you protect her. However, he's gonna get another attack because y'all are fighting big boys now. So mm-hmm. you bring it off the shield and he sees that you're doing that now. And so instead of a slash, he goes for a very calculated jab as he goes again. For a 13, it is still not good enough. This time, Mavis deftly moves out of the way, the glass still in her hand, but Eandrew has closed in, and Franklin is here as well. Oh, that's exactly what's going to fucking happen. Uh-oh. You hear the crackling of lightning.
Okay, bitch.
And a thunder wave erupts in your section. You and Mavis are both going to roll constitution saving throws as thunder resonates out from where Franklin is sitting, cracking the marble pyramid that you are on top of. This is a devastating spell attack. Mavis is going to roll a constitution saving throw.
Let me see what I got.
Remember your inspiration.
Mavis. She does get inspiration, which is good because she has a 0 in constitution. So...
I rolled a 19.
I'm going to be so sad if she fails. I'm going to cry. I'm hoping. Here's hoping.
I would give her my inspiration if it meant her passing.
I know. She has inspiration right now. We can hope for her. Okay, that's the first one. It's a 4.
I will give her mine.
I will let you pass inspiration around. That is allowed.
If she fails her next one, I'll throw it at her.
Oh my god, is there 12 exactly, which means she is fine. You see she trips a little, but she adjusts the glass just in time.
Oh, maybe. Okay.
I
rolled
so
a 19, by the way.
Stressed out.
I'm very constitution-y, so.
Perfect. Great. And then it is your turn, Dylan.
I'm gonna, so I'm already kind of, I assume I was here-ish. Just I can step off, right?
Yeah, you can step off.
Okay. Because I was, doop-doop-doop, protecting her. And I'm gonna, can I try to bring my, I'm gonna try to attack Andrew, and I'm specifically going to
Sorry, I will say Franklin has also moved in, so, but he's more there, so you're still good.
Okay. I'm gonna try to hit Andrew, and I'm gonna try to use a, if I hit, I'm gonna use a ba-doop, doop, ba-doop maneuver to try to disarm him.
Nice, perfect.
So I'm gonna roll to hit first.
His AC is 16.
I rolled a 24.
That's going to do it.
All right. I'm going to do a maneuver and use my disarming attack. So I'm going to get to add damage, which is nice. And he needs to make a strength saving throw. Either way, he takes the damage.
A strength saving throw?
Yes.
A 20. And how much damage is he taking?
yeah, he obviously passes that, and he takes 18 damage.
Cool. I'm not going to count damage because I know we're not doing it for, like, murderzies, and all of you have pretty high HP. But if I'm going to keep, like, half math, and if you he dips below half, stuff will start happening.
And then, you know what? I'm going to try to do it again. I'm just going to try to hit him and disarm him again. Perfect. So I'll just dump both. And that's a 28 to hit.
That'll do it.
Same saving throw.
That's a 6.
That fails, so he is disarmed.
All right, so whoa. You tell me what it looks like.
But yeah, that's, I mean, it doesn't matter. It's like 19 damage or some shit. But yeah, basically the first one he, I assume, dodges out of the way, and then Dylan brings the flail up around the side, and she basically wants to, because it's a chain in the ball, she wants to whip it around his like wrist and yank so that the javelin just flies in the sky as she yanks his hand up and then unwraps his wrist with her flail and prepares to protect Mavis in another attack.
Perfect. Nice. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Yes, he is disarmed. He's going to, he has 2 spears, so that's that. But on Mavis's turn, you haven't given her any guidance, so she's trying to stay, I think, maybe close to you. She's staying close to you, and she's going to take the action that is perhaps unknown to some of us here at the table called dodge. And she is going to...
I have a question.
Yes.
I assume double disadvantage is not a thing, correct?
No, I don't think so.
Does dodge work for every attack on her?
Yes. Dodge is going to make it so until the start of your next turn, any attack roll made against you has disadvantage. So
okay, I'm just debating, like... Because I can protect once per round and impose disadvantage, but I guess I won't have to if she
is doing
it for herself.
She's focusing on dodging, I do believe.
And then I can save my reactions and do other things.
All right. So with that, the first round of combat finishes, and I would like to ask Aura and Cyrene to roll perception checks.
Oh,
gee. Oh, all right. Let me reposition.
I know you had a break, but a break no longer.
Oh, I got an 18.
All right, perception, I go. How'd I do?
A 19.
Hey,
Daddy.
Beautiful.
Hi.
Yeah, so Mr. Darlington is sort of standing at rapt attention, like right in front, and you two are sort of more lackadaisically kind of like standing behind him, sort of still on guard duty. You can look across the thing and you can see Valdis and Savka making out and not paying attention. across the field, but and these perception checks are going to subsist over the match, so that's what I have to say about that. But all of a sudden you hear hello, and there's like a small jump, but you turn around and you look around, and Lycosidae has appeared directly behind the two of you.
Lyco, hello. I give him a huge hug.
Yes, you head over, you give him a huge hug. He says, you didn't tell me that you were in town, either of you. And he kisses you on the cheek, Cyrene, and he makes no move to do it to Aura, but gives her a polite nod. That's how you two would interact, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What an honor to be visited by the new council member. I have a present for you. I would have brought it if I'd known I would have run into you.
Who told you the good news? I thought I'd get the treat of telling you.
I have all the gossip, Lego. You know this.
I know. I couldn't beat you to a single punch. And how are you, or are you enjoying lieutenancy? I don't think I've talked to you since it came true.
Yeah, I'm doing great. Doing just fine. Happy to be back in Burnfort.
Of course. We're lucky to have the Crimson Knights back in the city as well. You know how I feel about that. I do have to say, I hope I'll be seeing you around. You must... Convince Langdale to come to one of my clubs or something. We must have some time to relax and enjoy ourselves while you maintain some time in the city.
That's all I want to do. I just want to go back to, what is it, the bazaar, the farmer's market, that one restaurant you have, the rustic one.
Of course, that one. That I absolutely remain. The bazaar, the merchant's bazaar. Is that it?
Yes. Yes, I think so, Lyco. Are you...
I'm having a stroke. Help me, I'm dying. yes, of course, the Merchant's Bazaar. Tell me what day, and I will host a lovely dinner for you, Cyrene. You know I'd spare no expense.
Of course, well, thank you. Hopefully soon, once we're done with babysitting. But I guess we can bring the babies along to dinner. They still eat.
Of course. You know how lonely I must be. Elitzi is out of town. Zern won't even look at me. So it's just me, the lonely pillar of the shroud, holding Burnfort together. You know how it is.
I'll be over soon. Don't worry. You won't be lonely for too long. I'll find a way to sneak out.
I know that you're such wonderful friends with Alicia. Do you know where she's gone?
No, actually, I hadn't even heard she was out of town. I have a present for her too. I was hoping to see her.
Yes, all I was told was important business, but she did not find it important enough to tell me what it is. So
I can find out for you, I'm sure.
I'm sure we'll all find out when she returns. No, I don't want to keep you from your duties for too long, but I just wanted to come by and say that I've missed you. And it's good to see you as well, Aura.
Pleasure.
I assure you, it looks between the two of you. The pleasure is mine. Anything you need, let me know. And he gives you a final kiss on the cheek, Cyrene, and he heads off.
Ugh. I was hoping I'd see him. It's been so long, but sorry you two had to talk, I suppose.
No apologies necessary. Just be careful, Cyrene.
Well, we're very good friends, Aura. I don't understand what there is to be careful of. He's harmless. What?
Cyrene's like getting...
Or... Yeah, Aura's just kind of looking at her with that look of like, listen, girl, I can't tell you what to do, but like, there's truth to what I'm saying. Just be on the lookout. But she says all that with just a look.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Just this look. And in this just this look, your eyes are returning from the half roll they were in. And Aura, you catch it first. A cloaked figure. Enshrouded by some kind of magical darkness that makes them harder to spot than normal, heading down towards the green rooms.
I look at Cyrene. Do you see that? Very dark, cloaked figure headed towards the green rooms. I suggest we go and follow them.
Oh, of course. This must be the famous cult we keep hearing so much about. Great. I look around to see if any of, like, Lyco spiders are there so I can be like, hey, heads up, there's creepos here.
Roll a perception check.
Okay. Where's my terrible boyfriend spiders?
A 10. A 10. No such spiders can be found, unfortunately. He visited you in person instead of sending a spider. How kind of him.
What an angel. Great. All right. Well, let's go check it out.
Okay. All right, you two begin to follow the cloaked figure as you descend underneath the arena. Back upstairs, Zil, Talon, and Griana are still posturing for the crowd. Talon shaked both of your hands. He's then like helping hype you up. He's being a very genuinely kind soul about all of this, and he says, "Oh, I know this might not be the time, but am I seeing you two for the concert tonight?"
As far as I know, yes. Yeah. I have a ticket to my fanny pack right here.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Oh, perfect. Actually, Griana, I was going to say that our opening act bailed for tonight.
What?
And so, if you're interested, what? I was thinking maybe you and I could do one of the monster songs from Monster in the Musical together, get people really hyped about the show.
Oh, my God. You've taken my breath away.
I'd like to.
We've barely.
Whoa. The deep set panic in Mackenzie looks his eyes.
Dylan from across the thing just grabs like a neck of Andrew and is like, I'm deep in battle right now.
We've barely had time to rehearse anything. What do you think we'd be able to practice beforehand?
Practice
of
right
course.
Now.
We could, oh yeah.
Yes, I would love to, Talon. That sounds like a very sweet offer. Thank you.
Perfect. I know the crowd will love you. I'm so excited.
I'm beyond words excited.
And that is that round. Eon.
I slowly backflip away.
like slow, quietly to leave them alone.
What does a slow backflip look like?
Just like a little like slinky a soft acrobat. Backflip. So like I'll do a backflip and then like just soft and then just like
perfect.
Backflip away.
I will say that as we head to as we head to Eandro's turn, Andrew, as his mother calls him when he's in trouble. Yeah, I'll vamp. Get it? I won't. I will say that he will only get one attack because he's spending so much time pulling his other spear out. He's going to try and attack past you towards Mavis. I guess since he's moving past you, you're going to get an attack of opportunity on him if you would like to take it.
Of course I would. KMA, it's like you know me. That's a 17.
That's going to hit.
That was low for me. I'm glad it hit.
It's a 16 AC.
That's 14 points. I don't think you're taking damage, but it's 14 points of damage.
Okay, 14 matters. Points of damage? Okay, cool.
Yeah, I don't know if you're, like, taking HP.
So, since the spear did not work, Eandro is going to try something new. He sees that you are having such success with your shield, he is going to try bashing Mavis with his shield of his own. So, he brings it up for a shield bash. He does get disadvantage, which means he's get a 13, and then you give Mavis a plus 2, and so that's going to make it where that doesn't hit. So he's going to try and bash her with his shield. The only, because I told you he'd get one attack this turn.
I wish I had a shield bash.
Yeah, why don't you have a shield bash? You should get one.
I feel like that's like my thing. I should
because
have...
if the target is a medium creature or smaller, Mavis would have to succeed on a DC 15 strength saving throw or her ass was going to be knocked over. So it's a very good thing.
I can push. I planned on pushing him, but I don't have a bash.
Yeah.
I'm going to use my luck point because I rolled a natural one. So I'm using my luck. Then I rolled 26. So that's a lot better. Yes, she can have mine if she needs it. I will give it to her if she needs it. I just want to try a little taste of psychological warfare, and as I'm trying to decide who I want to go for. I'm not really concerned about Franklin, honestly. So as I'm moving away over closer to Andrew, I turn to Franklin and I say, "Wow, you two don't really work well together. No wonder you're breaking up." As I run up and I try to like attack Andrew with my flail. Okay. Don't know if I needed it. But yeah, I said that to Franklin, and then I'm going to go attack Andrew. But I got a 19 to hit him. Cool. I'm going to, it's going to do like 9 points of damage. And since I took, is Franklin on that side of me? Then I'll take my second attack and bring it down on him. So I'll bash Andrew, brash it back around to Franklin. That is a 29 to hit. I have plus 10. I don't know how the fuck that happened. I bring that second attack. It does 14 points of damage, and I want to go back to Andrew as my bonus action and do a shield master shove and try to shove him away, because if I use the action to attack, I can shove one of my attack... Victims? aims back? I can't even think of the word. But they have to make... It doesn't tell me what they have to make. It just says if you take the attack action, you can use a bonus action to try and shove a creature... away with your shield. Does not tell me. What do you think that would be? You can use my combat superiority DC. Franklin's when I said that too. I'm trying to shove Andrew. But it's 17 is my superiority DC. I don't know. So just pick a... 5 feet. Just 5 feet. I'm basically shoving him off of Mavis. I'm like... But no, yeah, Franklin is who I said the breakup comment to. I believe you. Is she gonna fucking drop the wine though?
She's going to try and just like
and hide.
Hide.
She's or is she dodging or hiding?
She's gonna... They're gonna roll perception with advantage, but she is going to try and stealth just because she's gone hidden.
With there the defenders, we really did pick very well with the defenders in terms
super
of...
super fucking well. In terms I of was so super. Shocked how good y'all did. So yeah, she's got a 21, and I don't know how good they're gonna be at spotting her right away. She knows that she's gonna be seen eventually, but she's hoping to just buy you all some time, is what she's trying to do. So then, where did I put the fucking turn order? There it is. So that's Mavis's turn as she throws a dagger and teleports away. And then Zil and Griana and Talon, I assume you're not doing anything.
No.
I'm just doing flips.
Mm-hmm. I'm just dancing with the dancing light.
Three, baby.
So, yep, round 3 out of 6. Andrew is going to step up, roll a perception check to see if he can find... 15, that's not going to be enough to find her this turn.
Isn't this round 4?
Is this round 4?
Okay. This is round 4 because it was one round, Aura and everyone, and then we didn't... Oh, maybe it is round 3.
I've only had three rounds.
So we're heading into round... Oh, no. Yes. This is their round 3. No, this is round 4.
This is round
we're
4.
On round 4.
Okay.
So he is going to try and shield bash you, Dylan.
That's what I thought. I was like, what?
Yeah. Andrew's going to try and shield best you for a 19.
That just hits me. Yeah. Cool.
It is going to be a 10 bludgeoning damage, and then I would like you to roll a DC 15 strength saving throw.
Okay. That's my shit. That's gonna be kind of high. It's like 13 plus 9. So, why can't I do math? 22.
Okay, you're fine. So you're not pushed back, which is fine.
Shield against shield, baby.
And that's his turn. But on Franklin's turn, you're going to have another thing going for you. I'm very sorry.
That's okay. So I have plenty of HP.
He hits his staff. It's not HP you need to be worried about. He hits his staff on the ground, and vines begin to spread up from the cracks in the marble that he has created. He is casting Entangle. So, difficult terrain. So, basically, he's going to move a little bit away, and then he's going to cast it on the two of you. So, both of you are going to need to succeed on strength saving throws and beat a...
I rolled another 22.
Okay, well, it's not going to be a 22, is it? Otherwise, no, you would have been restrained 13. By plants. So just please know. Oh, please.
Thank
I'm
you
sure
for
it's so hot as these vines enwrap Dylan, and Dylan just fucking breaks free.
My abs break abs. Off each, each vine by themselves.
Christ. Okay, you are now on
like
difficult
a little
terrain.
Bit of a superhero.
You feel very much like a superhero.
Being able to protect.
You look very much like
Mavis.
A superhero.
I wish I could use my magic power.
It is on your, it is now, speaking of superhero, it is your turn. As we head into, no, this is still turn 4.
This is, so it's still difficult terrain. I'm not trapped, but it's still difficult, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So it's half movement for me?
Mm-hmm.
I turn away from Andrew, and I look at Franklin, and I go, you think you're funny, huh? And I should be able to get, it's 20 feet for me, because it's
half, yep.
It's, yeah, but I'm going to run over and try to bash him with both attacks.
Go for it.
It's a 22 and a 23.
That's going to do it.
Which means if he takes damage, he has to roll to keep concentration.
Oh, shit.
He's probably going to dispel it anyways because only Yandra's on it.
It's 24. That's between both attacks.
24 damage?
Yes.
Brilliant.
And I'm going to also try to... Can I shove him back? Is he behind it? Is he at
He
anything,
is like
or?
Up against the stairs and the barrier. You can't push him anymore.
Can I bash him to the side?
Yeah, you can bash him into the corner square? Like a little baby.
Yeah, so I'm going to try to like bash him into the corner so he has to be a 17 in something. I don't know
he,
what
He doesn't.
Skill.
You got him. You bash him into the corner. You've been just like thwarting everything he's been trying to do and you tell
I look
him
at
something
him.
Very mean and he's not doing yeah. very well.
I look at him and I go, sit, stay.
And
I turn back to Andrew. Okay. Intimidation? Yeah. I think I'm proficient, but I'm not good at that. Oh, I got it. It's a 10.
All right. That I'll take a note. It is with that, it is Mavis. She's going to take the dodge action and just sit there because she's not been noticed yet. As
That's
we head back
me,
up.
Girl.
Griana Zill, are you doing anything?
What are we all learning, like, our own secret handshake in our corner?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think Griana and I are crafting a secret handshake,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that
yeah,
what you were just going to say?
I minor illusions chess, but and I tried to teach Griana, but Griana was like, no.
Not right now, maybe later.
I mean, keep in mind, it's only a minute, but yes.
Yeah, I was going to just run down the basics of the pieces.
Yeah, 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 in 20 seconds and then play for the other 40 seconds.
So let me tell you about my favorite Cold Blood Boys book.
Okay.
Eantru is going to try and notice where Mavis is gone, gets advantage. An 11.
Jeez.
Great. Why do these boys not see a girl just like hiding in a corner?
she's very small.
The stairs
she's
are in
two
the way.
Feet tall.
The stairs are
she's
in the
dime.
Way, but I guess they just think she's gone invisible or something.
She's the smallest person
like,
to ever
tiny.
Exist.
She's literally tinier than a penny.
She's in my pocket. That's why they can't find her.
You see, she's actually trying. She's like noticed. She's like looked over and see like Zill and Griana like hamming it up for the crowd, and she tries to do the same thing, so she like but in her way, which is just her like going like giving just like a small salute to the crowd. It does something, who knows.
I was when I said I got her in my pocket,
oh
I
my
thought
gosh.
I've got Mavis in my pocket.
Andrew is coming and going to try and shield bash you again, but
bash me baby
here at the last turn. I don't know if
my
AC's
19.
A 24. Fucking yeah. Finally, thank
that
god
hits me. That hits me, baby.
It's 7 bludgeoning damage. You take
thank
it.
Thank you. Thank you for that tasty damage, Katie May.
And make a DC 15 strength saving throw. Thank you. At the same time.
Natural 1.
Oh, you. Oh, fuck. I did it. I didn't think I'd actually
you did
do it.
It.
You are.
I'll give it to you.
You hear sit, stay, and then the wind is knocked out of you. As
he says that back to me?
What? No. You say that, and then you, sorry, bitch. And then just you feel the wind knocked out of you as a shield comes and down and just bashes into your back. It sends you flying in, and you actually hit your face on the stairs of the pyramid. If that nose,
now my nose
if
is
that
be
nose
bleeding.
Wasn't bleeding before, it certainly fucking is now. You hear the crowd gasp as you're hit. Mavis, you see Mavis, like, stands up from her hiding spot in alarm. It was sort of just
Baby,
like a just a
I'm
natural
okay.
inclination. And you hear Andrew, but Eandro say, sorry, what was that about sitting down?
Oh my god.
And Franklin.
Mavis just sitting while I single-handedly fight with these two men. I love it.
It is what
it's
it
my
is,
dream
you know?
Scenario. I want to use my spells. I want to use my tasty little spells so bad.
You see that he... Basically, since you're knocked prone, it's going to be... Is it an automatic hit if you're knocked prone?
I think it's advantage.
Yeah, advantage. Okay.
I think if I'm like unconscious, it's automatic crit, but
That's
I'm not unconscious. He has advantage because I'm down there on the ground.
So yeah, he's going to bring down his quarterstaff and try to strike you with it. That's going to be a 19. So you're going to take another bludgeoning damage as it... And like, the crowd's not into it, I will say.
They're vote. They want me, baby.
As you are cracked across the face again, it's super disorienting. As the staff just like smacks you in the face, you see blood fly across the floor. It's very dramatic. The crowd is fucking losing it. Dylan, it is your turn.
You know what? I'm just gonna take a little bit of a risk because mom isn't here. Mom meaning There's mommy, there's daddy, and then there's mom, which is Alicia.
Yeah, of course, I respect it.
And I'm gonna stand up, and I'm gonna look at Andrew, and I kind of smile. Like, my blood is gushing from my nose. I smile, and there's, like, blood in between my teeth. And I reach back, and my eyes almost roll in the back of my head, and I cover up my neck. Even though my hair is covering it mostly, I still put my hand over it, just in case. And I open my mouth, and my eyes, like, roll in the back of my head, and it's, like, the blood that's, like, gushing out of my nose almost turns into this, like, shimmering gold. And it begins to come out of my eyes and my mouth as I open my mouth, and there's just this, like, blood-ish gold dripping from my face. And it, like, and then it turns into this, like, golden smog, and it fills, and then it bursts out as my, as Word of Radiance bursts out against both of them. They both have to make a constitution saving throw of 13, which is low, but...
Fail. I'm gonna give it disadvantage on Franklin because you fucked with him so bad. So that's another failure.
They both take 3d6 radiant damage, which is 14. As this, like, just this, like, radiant burst, like, it just, like, I don't know, it just, this, like, blood turns into just, like, a just slam of radiant energy against both of them.
Okay. Roll 1d20.
Oh, shit.
And tell me the result.
I'll roll my rose d20. 15.
Okay. This radiant light flares and bursts. These guys take this damage, but something has happened. More power than you were intending has occurred. You hear Franklin and Andrew both at the same time go, "Oh my God, I can't fucking see," as they've been completely blinded by this flash of radiant light.
Blinded by the light.
You see that, like, the portion of the crowd that includes your father.
Oh, no. God, my dad was here.
And Mavis is staring at you completely fucking aghast as the crowd, the section
Shit,
of crowd that
fuck,
sees
I forgot
this
my dad.
Goes silent. And then fuck. Not a joyful scream. Not a fun scream, but a fucking ravenous, hungry for fight scream erupts over this section of the crowd as they've witnessed either an act of brutalism or heroism, but they think it's the latter as they scream. I'm going to say that since Franklin and Andrew are blinded for the next round, this match fucking ends here.
I, like, try to suck it back in really quickly and make everything go back to normal and start wiping everything away.
Nope, a dust of gold sinks down below you. A fog cloud of gold is gently hovering at your feet for the moment. And you can't get it to go away. It's going to have to disperse on its own.
All right, and I look over to Mavis.
Mavis, like, sends you a terrifying look, and that's, like, the last thing you see before the gong of completion sounds. We cut to the basement of the arena as Cyreed and Aura follow this cloaked figure to see where they're going. You see they approach the green rooms. They look between the four of them. They see the names on all of the doors, Regilliville, Rialton, Langdale, Aristed, and you watch them dip into the Langdale room.
Great. I follow. Yeah.
Yeah, you're same. Quietly following. You're trying to see what they're doing before you manage to catch them in the act. You see that obviously it's a green room. And so part of that green room, there had been canteens for each competitor set out for them to drink out of before heading into the match. You notice that this cloaked figure enters this room. Looks, heads over to the canteens, all of them inscribed with each hero's name, all branded in the same Hero's Gauntlet branding. They pick up Dylan Rose's canteen, screw it open, and pour a vial inside of it before screwing it closed. And then they set it down, and they turn around, and they see the two of you. And we cut back upstairs.
Oh, I was about to do something cool.
Oh, I know.
Oh my God.
You hear. What?
I forgot my fucking dad was there and I'm horrified now. I do not know how I'm going to explain this to him, but I'm terrified.
I know, that's bad. You hear the gong sound as the minute has passed and it says, "And stop!" The chaos of battle slows and as everything comes to rest, Dylan, the smoke eventually dissipates from below your feet, but you aren't brave enough to look over in your father's direction just quite yet. Mavis walks over to you and kind of pulls her over to the side, and she looks kind of excited, but she says, "Are you okay?"
"Yeah, I think I'm fine. Is my face okay? Am I okay? I mean,
she's
covered in blood.
She's holding one glass of wine, the glass of wine in her hand, but she's kind of wiping the golden blood away from your face. She's like, "Yeah, you'll be okay. You'll be okay.
I'm fine."
As the barriers fizzle out, you hear Miller say, "Congratulations to our winners. A clean sweep from two heroic teams. Regelliville and Langdale are the only two teams to continue." The crowd erupts and says, "I would ask Aristed and Rielton to now step off the pyramid. You two are still in danger of being eliminated tonight."
I have a question.
Yeah.
If we're the passing teams, are we exempt from being
eliminated? If you win, you cannot be eliminated.
Okay, but even though we're passing through, we still are up for elimination.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
In your heart, you know that you're probably safe because you completed the task with the most points, which was getting the phylactery. So you should be okay.
Damn.
Okay.
But you're not in any, severe danger, but it's still worrying, to say the least.
Yeah.
So you notice that Rielton, very frustrated, steps off. Talon says, "All right, well, I hope you guys win."
"Thanks, Talon.
Thanks.
See you tonight."
Follows an already stormed off Dalen Oakenheart. Leaving just Quintessence, Harrison Lind, Zill, Griana, Max Billion, and Brockford left on the pyramid as Regelliville takes you all in. He says, you hear the voice say, "There are four stairs on the pyramid. Whoever you step on the stairs with will be your competitor for this next task. Choose wisely." So you notice you can either, Zill and Griana, you're looking between you. One of you is going to have to go face Harrison Lind from Regelliville, and the other one is going to have to go face Max Billion.
So we can't step, me and Mavis can't step on and fight each other?
No.
You wouldn't want to.
I'll do Harrison Lynn. That's when I punched, right?
Yeah.
All right, I'll take it.
Yeah, what do you say to Griana?
I can do Harris.
Okay. Who's the other one again?
Who's the Max other guy? Billion.
Okay, so I'll do Max Billion.
No These problem. Are the improvisers. They're all wearing matching flannels over their armor.
They look stupid anyways.
All right. So you step up to the stairs to be next to Max Billion.
All
right, Zill, you face Harrison Lind, who just gives you a gross sneer.
"I don't look."
I'll take, is the image of Brockford correct that he is beefier?
Yes.
I'll take him.
Okay. Maeve says, "Okay, I'll go."
Quintessence looks like a Maemon.
Yeah.
Kind of.
"I'll go fight my weird secret brother."
apparently. Oh, also, is she still holding the wine?
Yeah, she is.
Does she have to keep holding it?
She doesn't know yet.
Well, I'm going to give her a ginger hug then, since I can't give her a big bear hug, and I say, "We did it."
"Yeah, thanks. We did." And she gives you a hug back. Wow, Mavis hug achieved. I feel like a thing should flash across the screen.
Achievement unlocked. Yeah.
Like Xbox.
Game points.
3% of players have achieved this.
The little diamond pops up on the fucking Xbox. Yeah. I go, "You got this. If you need anything, just yell."
And Mavis heads over to face Quintessence. Brockford steps up to you, Dylan, and says, "Listen, those fancy singing men ain't got nothing on a real improviser like me."
"Oh, really? What's the first rule of improv?"
"Always say no."
"No."
As
Dylan does not know how to cover. I don't think Dylan's ever interacted with this guy.
time. Dylan's like, never heard of improv also.
Yeah, like, truly. I think the only Regellyville person Dylan's maybe interacted with was the one she saw Zill punch, and even then she didn't talk to him. So she's probably like, I don't know.
As you ascend the steps, there are 8 caskets of wine with small sets of stairs leading up to them. You all step forward and you hear the voice over the announcement say, please step onto your caskets.
Okay.
You see Maxbillion step up, Rockford step up, Mavis climbs up. She notices that like no one else is holding the wine now. You actually watch her turn to the whole crowd.
Don't drink it.
You Mavis. Watch her turn to the whole crowd. She like raises her glass up.
Oh my
and
God.
The whole crowd cheers. And then she drinks the whole thing.
No.
And tosses the glass behind her. And then turns to Zill and like shrugs like, is this my personality now?
No.
What?
And like immediately not. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. Just she shrugs at you from across the arena as Quintessence and Harrison Lynn steps up as well. And with a zap, Milosh reappears in the center. He says, all of you are now competing against the person across from you to advance to the final round, which only holds 4. That means Zill and Harrison Lynn, you are competing. Quintessence and Mavis, you are competing. Dylan and Brockford, you are competing. Brianna and Maxbillion, you are competing. A hero is not only about acts of bravery and strength. Acts of wit also matter. We are now heading on to the next portion of our competition. 2 strikes, and either you or your competitor is out. Answer the riddle correctly. You can assign a strike to anyone on a casket.
OMFG.
If you answer your riddle incorrectly, you get a strike. Any questions? What's up?
Are we being asked the riddles individually, or are we competing?
It's going to be individually, so it's going to go to each person.
Okay.
We're going
to
go.
Oh, so we're not competing to say the answer first.
Nope.
Cool. That's all I needed.
With no questions asked to Milosh, he nods and says, all right, first riddle, Maxbillion. And we cut to below the arena as this cloaked figure stands. Oh, I
whole
have to,
timer thing.
Thank
oh,
you.
Do we get a minute to answer the riddle?
You do.
Oh my
okay.
fucking gosh.
Yeah, spooky, right? I'm going to just let that reset while I talk to Sid and Molly. Aura, Cyrene, a cloaked figure, their face indistinguishable, covered perhaps by something, but a large cloak pulled over it is standing in front of you. They come to face you. They immediately start backing away, but you have them hold up in a room. What are you doing?
I hold out my sword. I cast command, and I say, halt.
Hell yeah. Nailed okay. it. All right. Throw. Tell me what I need to roll for command.
Wisdom saving throw.
Cool. And then tell me what your spell save DC is.
15.
Spell save throw of 15. It got an 18, so it's going to beat a 15. Fuck. You see that the person sort of says, I ain't halting for nobody. Long live the new gods. And they are going to make a move to grab something that's sitting on their shoulder. Unless you are directly intervening.
Yeah, I'd like to do something. How far are they from me right now? Like,
maybe
they...
10 feet.
Okay, so if I have a sword, that won't really do much. Okay.
You can step forward and try.
Oh, sure. Actually, I forgot. I have a free Misty Step because of my...
You're just gonna fucking appear and reappear and oh, beautiful.
Yes, so I Misty Step behind them, and then I summon my sword, which is this cool thing I have with like a level 3 fighter, where she like touches her chest, and this glow appears, and she starts pulling out the sword that at the end has these bright red poppies, and the hilt is just like green thorns, and like a vine that kind of goes around the blade, and she pulls it out of her chest and I'd like to run it through them from behind.
Oh my god. I thought you were gonna like pull it at their neck and stir. Oh.
That's oh, Cyrene. Smarter.
Oh my god, the queen of life and death, please roll an attack. Okay. As for always, if you roll half of their health, it counts as an assassination and they are dead outright.
Ooh, nice.
Damn, girl.
Okay. So,
which at this point would be a 32. All
right, I think I roll 3d8 with the sword.
Beautiful.
Okay. All right, that's a 6. 6 and 7. Okay.
Plus.
Oh, okay. So, plus 4.
Plus 4. So that's going to be 21 points of damage, I believe. Mm-hmm. As you stab this person through, you hear as you bring the sword through Aura, all you see is this bright glint of red blood, a familiar sight to you. As Aura has stabbed this person through, Cyrene has stabbed this person through, pulls out the sword, and the figure falls to their knees and their hands.
See, that's what I'm saying. I knew gods can protect us from all this.
Oh my gosh. Can I go?
Yeah. Please?
Can I just walk up, take my sword, and slit its throat?
Oh my god.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. I'm not even gonna make you roll. You walk over, you tell me what it looks like. They're on their hands and knees on the ground. Tell me what it looks like as you walk over and kill them.
It's effortless. Like, it's just like, nope, that's bad. That deserves to die. Like, walk over and, like, literally just take the sword and just, I stand behind it and I just slit its throat. And I just walk away. And no blood gets on me.
What? Oh, yeah. No, this is a person. Yeah.
Call them, not it. Like, don't call a person no, it, even if you think they're evil.
No, I thought it was a creature because I heard it somewhere else. I thought you called it. I don't know. I thought it was a Bodak.
Yeah, I thought it was a creature, to be honest. I'm so sorry.
I was using kind of more fluid language as its face has still been hidden.
Okay.
And I was trying to leave it deliciously vague. I understand that could have caused a hindrance in decision making. If you'd like to rescind it, you are more than welcome to, but otherwise you may continue.
I still want to slit their throat.
Thank you. Perfect. Great.
They should not be alive.
You walk over, you pull their head up, and you slit their throat, standing slightly out of the way so that no blood hits your outfit drop the body. A cyanide pill topples from their hand onto the ground. This cloaked figure is laying face down as blood begins to pool in the screen room. What are you doing?
I take off their face covering. I want to see who they are.
Okay. You take off their face covering. It is a woman. She is a half elf from what you can see. She's got this black hair, this cool black cat eye with some gold eyeshadow on. And a dark, bold red lip.
Can I see what she was going to touch on her shoulder? Or was
you noticed that she had pulled a breakaway cyanide pill.
I, like, hold it up to Aura and I go, these people are very dedicated to their new gods. And I also go and grab Dylan's poisoned flask and I don't pour it out because I want to see what they put in it. But I just take that so no one accidentally drinks it.
Yeah, honestly,
you take it, you attach it to your belt.
I'd like to just get the other glasses out of there too.
Yeah, you take the glasses, you pour them out.
Yeah,
you throw them in the bin.
No. What the fuck was that? Was that new gods? What?
I only know one god, and she's not new. So, I don't know. We probably should have ask questions, but at the same time, I don't want to risk anything with these people. I don't know what they can do, so I don't know.
All right.
Do they have anything on them that's, I figure, anything juicy on their body we can find?
I don't know. Let's take a look. Ooh, 21.
Oh, that's like a nat 20, though.
Oh, it is.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Looks like they were trying to poison Dylan. I guess makes sense. She mm-hmm. is the daughter of a high-ranking military official. But why just Dylan? And which of the other flasks have been poisoned, I wonder, in the other rooms? And
yeah, we
who are these new gods?
We need to get all those flasks out, and I think we should tell Emrys as well.
Yes, I suppose Lyco's upstairs. I could go tell him.
No. I think we should
Alicia
go tell.
If Alicia were here.
Tell Emrys first.
He's not here, is he? He's like back at the. Yeah, okay.
Oh, he is? Okay. Oh.
He basically said, like, hey, y'all are on your own. Follow Alicia's word. Alicia's word is law. Well, you're gone.
Okay, that's right. I take that back.
Should one of us go tell Valdis and the other? I don't know.
What? God. Well, since you're so buddy-buddy with Lyco, why don't you go tell him and I'll clean up all the flasks?
All right. I suppose, should we check the other rooms real quick? Like, do we poke our heads in and...
Yes, that's a good idea. Let's do that first.
So while you're talking, you're investigating this body. And, you know, it's kind of like, oh, well, she's got nothing on her. She planned for this. She planned that dying might be a part of this. And so you think there are no clues. And as you're looking around, you're like, man, there's not really anything. But Aura, there's this tattoo on her arm that catches your eye. There is a skull on her shoulder. And inside this skull are all sorts of maggots and worms. Ew. This deep sign of decay on her shoulder. And something about that really stands out to you. And then there's another tattoo that goes, that's down her arm. Masks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Below the skull, all interswept in this intricate tapestry.
Cyrene, come take a look at this.
And I guess I come over and I look. Is there more under the skin of these tattoos?
What?
Like I said, like, yeah. I was really confused. So there's like maggots coming out of one of the tattoos?
No. It's just, it's the art of maggots. It's not actual maggots.
Oh,
but...
I thought it was actual maggots.
No.
Oh,
I know.
God.
Like, does each tattoo have some new gross pus beneath it that represents?
No. It's a drawing of maggots.
This is a zombie. This is a zombie.
Well.
Okay. Never seen this kind of art before.
If I had to guess, these are something to do with their new gods. But can I look and see what the masks are? Like, is there...
Yeah, so you look at the masks. They're all the same. There, since this tattoo sleeve is so intricate, they're actually in the negative space, these 14 masks.
Sick as hell, even though
rad as fuck. She seems real fucking cool. Unfortunately.
Oh.
Well, all right.
Okay. Well,
So you've resolved to go tell Lyco and Aura, you're gonna sweep the bottom floor.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. You head up to talk to Lyco and you sweep the floor. You hear Max Billion. Classic Tavern is sitting on a busy merchant's road. A large sign is hung in the front, the Defiant Pup Pub. A painting of its mascot, an adorable golden retriever, sits in the window. Inside, this tavern is busy. It's impossible to hear the bard just playing a simple lute over the roar of this nightly crowd. Patrons are drinking around an adventurer's wanted board, arguing over who is going to take what quest next. Occasionally, a tavern shanty picks up and everyone stops to sing along. There's an air of merriment lingering in the air. Trusting piles of weapons and equipment sit unattended by the entrance. The defiant pump has gotten a bit older now and is resting his weary bones by the fireplace. The dog can't see or hear much anymore, but longtime patrons are constantly stopping to pet the dog or to offer him their leftovers. He lives a simple, happy life, rotating between the warmth of the fire and the company of his best friend bartending behind the bar. His best friend, of course, being the owner, Alberic Okemo. Most nights, it's Alberic and his son, the Dast, behind the bar. But right now, the Dast is not behind the bar. Right now, he's sitting across the table from the unmistakable visage of Mavis Maymont. They're huddled in a table in a far corner, a large suitcase on the table between them. Mavis looks unbothered, but focused. The Dast is clutching at his beer, however, an uncomfortable air around him. So what is this meeting about then, Mavis? Did you learn anything? Have you found them? The Dast can't help himself, eager questions spilling out of his mouth. Not yet, but I'm close. I'm sure of it. I'll find our brothers soon. Mavis, really? You're sure they're alive? That's incredible news. It is, but you and I already knew that, didn't we? Is the artifact still where you've hidden it? Yes, it is, but you said, never mind what I said then. This is now. What password did you use to seal the chamber off? The Dast sits up a bit straighter as Mavis leans in. Her eyes are piercing, unforgiving. Listen, Mavis, I don't know you very well, and we definitely didn't leave on good terms, but are you okay? What's going on? The password, the Dast. I need it. I need it to get our brothers back. The Dast pauses a long moment, staring at the briefcase with uncertainty. Are you sure? Of course I am. Come on, I don't have much time. The password is cider and juniper. Mavis relaxes, leaning back into her seat, a smile appearing on her face. See, the Dast, that wasn't so hard. I will say, though, you're nowhere near as clever as Lyril. Mavis stands as she's speaking, putting her hands on the briefcase, deftly flipping it open. A hovering skull resides in the center of the mithril case, souls orbiting around the crown like dying stars. The Dast jumps to his feet. What is that, Mavis? What are you... Don't worry. I won't make you beg for your salvation. Instead, I am going to offer it to you as a gift for your cooperation. Mavis leans down and whispers to the skull, almost conspiratorially. Novi and Serene. And a pulse of dark power radiates out from the skull, pitch black spreading through the room as patrons begin to scream. The windows shatter. And after a moment, it is completely still. Lucius gently closes the mithril briefcase and runs a hand through her blue hair. Being disguised was tedious at best, but it gets the job done. With a look of satisfaction, she surveys the piled bodies of dead patrons littering the bar. All of their souls now resided in the reservoir. When she showed up to the divine with a full reservoir and a planesbreaker, becoming Pantheon was inevitable. Caught in her own train of thought, she almost didn't see the old pup standing slowly to investigate what had happened. Bemusement crossed over Lucius's face as she stepped over dead bodies to reach the dog, briefcase in tow. She bent down so she was face to face with the defiant pup and gave it a gentle pat on the head. Good dog. And with that, Lucius walked out of the defiant pup, leaving a trail of death in her wake.